Your On the Mark podcast is loading now. The On the Mark podcast is sponsored by the Sunbury Motor Company, family-owned dealership since 1915, 4th Street in Sunbury, and Sunbury Motors Kia on Routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf. News Radio 1070 WKOK presents On the Mark. It's a chance to voice your opinion on the events that affect life in the Susquehanna Valley. Call 1-800-795-9565 or email onthemark@wkok.com. Now, here are your hosts for On the Mark, Mark Lawrence and Joe McGranahan.
Greetings and welcome on board the WKOK Live Telephone Talk Show On the Mark. I am Mr. Mark Lawrence. Mr. Joe McGranahan is across from me. And Rob Centers, our fabulous producer, he's on the other side of the glass. He's the busiest man in history today, so he's running all over the place. But we appreciate him enjoying the producer's job for Sunrise and for On the Mark. So we're glad he is there. Joe's here. Did I say that?
Yes, you did, but I prefer to be addressed as Your Honor.
Okay.
If you don't mind.
His Honor is here. He's the mayor. He's also the head of global PEMA.
Tsunami warnings.
Remember that?
I took on.
That's right. Earthquake.
I've taken tsunamis back again, and earthquakes still. I have earthquakes and tsunamis.
Okay.
They kind of go hand in hand if they're involved in
globally.
Water.
I understand there was a big earthquake in the North Pole. So,
oh, was there?
Yeah.
Okay. No one notified me.
Well, then no one knew it. It didn't happen in an inhabited area.
Oh, okay.
But he is a Pennsylvania Association of Broadcasters Hall of Fame member. That comes in part from being a superlative broadcaster, but also longevity. Once you're in for 60 years, they say, oh, my gosh, give him an award or something, will you please?
Yeah, prop the old guy up in the window and see if he stays there.
He's the executive vice president on the executive board of the State Mayors Association.
No, I am a vice president, not executive vice president.
And he's
I don't mind the exaggerations. You're giving me all these splendid offices.
Well,
how come none of them come with a salary?
Don't any of those jobs bring a stipend?
Nope.
Global tsunami response, and you don't even get
not a cent.
Oh dear. Okay. How about doing On the Mark?
They compensate me for this.
They give you for the money, right? For gas money.
It's not. It's more for putting up with you, I think, than it is for actually doing the show.
It's reparations for having to put up with me.
Right.
That's funny. All right. Well, welcome on board, sir, and welcome on board, everybody. Thank you so much for joining us. Super glad to see everybody on the radio. We have two emails pending and one text. Let's kill the text pronto.
Bang. Dead.
You don't shoot anything.
The lawyer spreading the new Kavanaugh allegations is a Clinton supporter, and right. That's been fairly widely reported.
Right, absolutely. So, and the New York Times has got egg on its face, and heads will roll. I think their defense is simply.
I don't think heads are going to roll. I think that's just par for the course for the New York Times.
Well, yeah, and you wonder. I think it's a dilemma for them. They want to make sure that they publicize anything that you can find that, relates to either the Me Too movement or the President Trump's administration, or maybe any administration over the years. But it seems as though President Trump is getting a lot of the attention lately. Of course,
well,
he
this
is
was
the
Brett Kavanaugh.
President.
This was Brett Kavanaugh, right. That we're talking
well,
about.
Well, but
here.
It reflects back on President Trump.
Well, it sure does. And of course, really, the Democratic candidates look like fools. They're calling for his impeachment on a story that isn't even accurate. The woman claims she doesn't remember it. The person who said they saw it is a Clinton supporter.
Well, the story is accurate as far as it goes. It just doesn't have corroboration from the victim. But if you...
it's accurate as far as it goes. It doesn't have corroboration from the victim. If the
right.
victim can't corroborate it, who possibly could?
She says she doesn't remember it, but that doesn't mean it didn't happen. But if you witness a car accident and the person in the accident doesn't remember it, does that mean that crash didn't happen?
Boy, that's a poor analogy.
No, it's a perfect analogy.
No, it's
absolutely
not, because an automobile accident involves other people who can,
Brett Kavanaugh's not going to admit to this, so you can count that out.
Well, this lawyer, I mean, you put a lot of credence in this lawyer who is a Clinton supporter.
Well, as though that has anything to do with it. Come on.
You can't hide.
Oh, he's a Clinton supporter.
Mary Poppins.
He's dirty.
You certainly have an odd worldview. Nobody associated with Clinton would do anything wrong, right?
Your president can do no wrong, and Brett Kavanaugh was a good frat boy. All right, I got you.
Well, seriously.
We'll just stipulate
would
that
you
we're
want,
both wrong.
Well, suppose I made up a story about you. And said that, the victim doesn't remember it, but Mark Lawrence assaulted her Mm-hmm. Would you be happy about that? You know you didn't do it. You know, how do you prove a negative?
But if you went through and you said, okay, here's when it happened, here's where it happened, and that there are corroborating witnesses, it doesn't happen to be the victim who is one of them, but the victim doesn't...
Take away the plural. The only alleged corroborating witness is the Democratic lawyer who brought it up.
So there no one else saw this? No one else saw any
No one else remembers it? No one else recalls it, anything like it?
I thought the Times talked about other individuals that saw
Yes, who say they don't remember it.
Or something.
Don't remember anything like that.
Somebody else who saw it, though.
But the point is...
Or maybe it was comparable incidents.
You're smearing a person's reputation without a good, solid case. You know, look at what's happened here in Pennsylvania. The state senator from Lebanon, who has been caught with child pornography, mm-hmm. You know, he admits he'd had it, said he was going through a rough time. The attorney general and the investigative officers have nailed it down precisely. They know where he got it. They know it was on his computers. They had a search warrant.
He got it on his phone.
Right. So here's a case where the man's reputation is certainly being tarnished, but not without just cause or good reason. But here we have mm-hmm. Brett Kavanaugh, who has denied all along that he did anything improper. All these stories have a remarkably similar context to them in that people don't recall it. Either one person says, oh, yeah, I do remember it. It happened to me. But none of her friends remember it. No one else who was there allegedly remembers it.
Right. Well, your denials have a similar ring to them also.
Well, perhaps, but aren't they valid? Wouldn't you expect denials in a situation like this?
I would. If I were already on the U.S. Supreme Court and I had managed to dodge all of these accusations, I would definitely continue to deny it. I mean,
So you think he's guilty?
I do not. I don't have any idea about that. Who knows?
You sound like you do.
Who knows? No, I just think these are important things to talk about. The New York Times did the right things, talking about the fact that people have a valid accusation.
He's
a Democratic operative. I got that. But even though he has a vivid recollection of what happened,
I want you to justify that. You just said the New York Times did the right thing. They dropped the woman's name, which is probably the right thing to do. They also dropped the fact that she said she didn't remember it and that none of her friends recalled.
But why would they put the name of the victim of a sexual assault in the newspaper?
Because it was in the book.
Well, that's not their job. They're not in charge of the book.
No, but if you're quoting from a book, it's not unreasonable to assume that you would quote the names of the people involved.
If it becomes a commonly used name, then I think it's okay. But under these circumstances,
do you support their dropping of the fact that the victim doesn't remember the incident? Says it.
No, I don't think. And I don't think this is the kind of standards that we're used to. But you don't understand how the Times work or what they know or don't know. You know, they have 100 other things that they could have on Kavanaugh. All that they're not going with.
Oh,
maybe
brother.
They, for whatever reason, they feel as though this story is true. You don't know what they know is basically what I'm saying.
But
we hear about this all the time. You know, newspapers often have good stories under their belt that they can't publish because they don't have the corroborating evidence or they don't believe
it. But you're missing the salient point. The news division turned this story down. It wasn't run by the news people. They felt they couldn't run it.
It was run by the editorial page.
No. Yeah, the editorial page. So here's a case where their own news department says, we're not going to touch this with a 10-foot pole.
Well, I think that it's easy to see why that was, because it doesn't fit the news standards. But in terms of editorial,
but it does. A brand new allegation. All this terrible stuff. Someone did this disgusting thing with this man's sex organ.
So how long are you going to go not talking about something that you're not sure happened? I mean, they're not in charge of somebody has an accusation, and they're reporting about the fact that that accusation is in a book. That's all. It may not fit the criteria for the news department, but it's what people are talking about. So if the book comes out and people are talking about it, I think it's fair game.
But
for
if the
them
book comes out,
it
will include it includes the part that the victim says she doesn't remember it and none of her friends recall
it. Right, all of that is there, but that doesn't fit the New York Times. They don't publicize the names of individuals. So,
but
now why they didn't put in that?
But
she
they
didn't
don't apparently
it.
Publicize the facts of the case either. They choose to lie about that or omit it.
Well, I think
I can't believe you're justifying that or defending it.
Well, I just think in the Me Too era, when we're talking about people who are these men who are the dirty dogs when you get some evidence against them that is
the victims?
Is the same in some cases.
Oh, sure. Would you believe this victim? She says she doesn't recall this ever happening.
I think if that is true.
So we choose not to believe her. We believe it did happen, even though she says she can't recall anything like it.
See, you're putting words in my mouth that aren't true. See, this is your favorite thing to try to keep me on my heels on this by coming up with a new sentence or a new accusation or a new point.
No accusation.
No. The fact of that, let's get all the way back around this. You want to talk about the victim. Is she believable? Do you not think that some victims, and you know many victims of sexual assault, do not some of them not remember incidents that happened to them?
But we're told to believe the survivors. If the survivor says she didn't think it happened, doesn't recall it, you would think something like that would be traumatic enough that you would recall it if it happened to you. Would you? If someone did that to you, what's alleged here, would you recall it?
You're missing the point. Let me rephrase the question since...
All right, rephrase the question.
Take the earplugs out of your ear. If you were a sexual assault victim, is it not possible, for whatever reason, that you would not remember the sexual assault? Is that possible? Yes or no?
If you were so traumatized and it was so heinous and so horrible, it's possible. But on the other hand, isn't it likely or even just as possible that if you don't recall it, it didn't happen?
All right, and those circumstances apply to what happened in this case?
Yes.
Oh, you're sure about that. You were there or somehow you have knowledge that no one else has.
I'm taking the word of the woman who was involved, and she said she doesn't recall it happening. I have no reason to think she's lying or that she's been coerced or that there's something faulty with her memory.
All right, well, kudos to the New York Times for reporting on what is in plain
shame
sight
on
a book.
Shame
right,
on
that's
them.
True, because this is something that would put further light on sexual assaults that happen to women, whether or not they can corroborate them or remember them. We must make sure that sexual assaults aren't brought up, talked about, remembered, or in any way brought up as accusations.
Well, your friend E.B. is going to side with you. He says, Pennsylvania State Senator Michael Fulmer is facing charges of possession of child pornography. Guess which party he belongs to? Go ahead, guess. He's a Republican, of course, another fine family values type. Just like sexual predators Donald Trump, Brett Kavanaugh, and Roy Moore, all are Republican perverts. And if not, why do conservatives in this country keep electing perverts? Just more proof that modern-day conservatism is a cesspool of filth and perversion.
Now, come on. Conservatives stand for family values, right?
Oh, no. We're purveyors of a cesspool
perversion.
Of filth of perversion.
Well, that seems clear.
And, of course, the Democrats and the liberals are just paragons of virtue. None of them have ever had a sexual crime. Oh, wait a second. There's John Kennedy. There's Bill Clinton having sex with a teenage girl in the White House with a cigar.
See, now you're missing his point. His point is that...
I'm saying perversion doesn't have a political party.
Okay, that's fine. But conservatives in Harrisburg and in Washington seem to say, hey, we own family values. We're in charge of the fact that, you know, abortion should be illegal.
Guess
and
what?
That people
Mark,
should stay married.
It's going to come as a shock to you. There are hypocrites in politics.
Okay. Thank you. All right.
I hate to destroy all your illusions, but it's true, my friend.
All right. Well, now that we've established, we've stipulated that women don't have to remember in order to be dismissed and that there's hypocrites in Harrisburg. All right.
And in Washington.
Anything else?
No, but I think that that's very unfair of EB. You know, conservatives are not a cesspool of perversion and
well,
filth.
I would think most corrupt individuals are Democrats.
Well, I mean, most of the sex scandals in the past had been Democrats. I used to say Democrats have sex scandals, Republicans have money scandals.
Okay.
Now it appears that either one can have either kind without any particular problem. But, you know, to call the conservatives that and then ignore the fact that Bill Clinton did what he did and that John Kennedy was, you know, involved in dalliances beyond belief.
Well, look at Richard Nixon.
Well, Richard Nixon, I don't think anybody would have wanted him except Pat.
Wasn't he involved in some kind of scandal?
No, well, a scandal, but not a
sex
scandal.
Not a sex scandal. Okay, well, good point. All right.
Boy, there would be a rumor to start. Dick Nixon in a sex scandal.
All right. Let's take a break.
I'm waiting. Go ahead.
We invite folks to call us now, 1-800-795-9565. We've talked about the New York Times, paragon of virtue that they are, have thin standards in their editorial phase, but appropriate standards in the news division. And Republicans are more often the subject of sex scandals, says one of our emailers, so we appreciate that. Whew. We'll take more comers. 1-800-795-9565. Call us if you'd like to join the fray and make an accusation against a Democrat that's corroborated and the victim must remember it. Call us now. 1-800-795-9565 is our telephone number. And you can email us at onthemark@wkok.com. The On the Mark Show is sponsored by the Sunbury Motor Company. You can check them out at sunburymotors.com. The toll-free line now open, 1-800-795-9565. We're talking about the New York Times article. Should they have published anything at all, whether it's on the editorial page or elsewhere? And we're also talking about the Brett Kavanaugh propensity to be accused of misdeeds 20, 30 years ago. You can also email us at onthemark@wkok.com, and you can text us at 70236.
Hey, come closer. Word has it Sunbury Motors is preparing for their biggest truck sale ever. Pick from Central PA's largest selection of new Ford trucks with savings up to $16,350 during Sunbury Motors' massive September truck and SUV sale. Over 45 2019 Ford Escapes starting at just $18,180. Four-wheel drive 2019 Ford EcoSports are slashed to as low as $17,320. SMC has up to $8,000 off 2019 Ford Edges and up to a whopping $13,000 off Ford Expeditions. All clearly marked with these huge discounts. Maybe you'd better pull over and write this down. The hot, all-new 2019 Ford Ranger has discounts up to $6,500, and Sunbury Motors has 2019 Ford F-150 Crew Cabs slashed to just $32,909. That's a lot of slashing. SMC is where you want to be right now for the largest truck and SUV sale in Sunbury Motors' 104-year history. Hurry while supplies last, but don't tell anyone.
All right, we have emails. One says, how much are we charging Trump to use our plane and as employees to fly around the country as he promotes himself for the next election? Well, that's one of the advantages of incumbency. Every president in the modern era has flown around the country considerably in the lead up to the next election. It's one of the perks of the office.
Well, and the campaign is supposed, if it's purely a campaign event, the president's campaign is
pays
supposed to reimburse
right.
it. But
if it's a something they, other than that,
right? And the presidents have always mixed it up so that, you know, like there's one campaign appearance, but the rest of it is ribbon cuttings and photo ops that are for the president.
And I love this one from apparently a good liberal who certainly believes the survivors. Says, get your facts straight, Joe. At the time of the Clinton scandal, Monica Lewinsky was not a teenager. Also, everyone blames the whole affair on Clinton. This 20-something bimbo knew full well Clinton was married and still participated readily in this affair. Let's not just blame Clinton, Joe. It takes two to tango.
All right. He is
so,
right.
Monica Lewinsky's a bimbo. Yeah, but here's the problem with that.
No, he's not right about that.
Bill Clinton was the adult in the room.
Well, he should have been, yeah, but obviously he chose not to be.
So, you know, again, if you're going to say that the Republicans or conservatives are paragons of perversion and
well,
filth.
Well, that's misusing power, too. It's not just an affair.
Right.
You know, he had such a power.
If a Republican were doing that, I don't think our writer would be saying that it was wasn't Clinton's fault. If Clinton were a Republican, I think we'd be hearing another disgusting example of that Republican conservative filth.
So it turns out it's just another disgusting example of men behaving like men. Well, you know, it is true that Monica Lewinsky was an adult, and it does take two to tango. There's no argument there.
18's an adult.
But Clinton was the president, and she was an intern, and so the power imbalance makes that not only yucky.
Yeah, yucky. That's
you.
A good word. I
okay.
like that.
I mean, she would be at a disadvantage when it came to sort of respect for the position, that kind of thing. So it's just wrong. So
I agree.
Joe is right under that rare circumstance. And as for the texts, Mark, you don't know what the New York Times knows. Really? Obviously, the New York Times doesn't know what they claim to know. All right. Thank you. Yeah, that is somehow strangely true, despite all the prepositions stuck in there. All right. Thank you so much for the texts that were sent to 70236. We'll take more texts that are engaged in the Text Connect system. We'll take more emailers that are sent to onthemark@wkok.com. And our toll-free line open. Call us 1-800-795-9565. That's 1-800-795-9565. 1-800-795-9565. Thanks for calling, Lance. You are on the mark.
Hey there, guys. Well, I'm calling back to continue or start my call that I didn't get on yesterday for. Well, when Beto O'Rourke was railing on about banning, you know, the firearms, he was talking about how deadly the round is, which comes from an AR-15. It's standard chambering. Well, I've heard that so many times, it's pathetic. And the deal is there that those bullets were designed to punch holes, not to expand, not to do anything like that. Anything like that was outlawed by the Geneva Convention. And yet, almost every one of the anti-gunners, I've talked to, you know, trauma surgeons and all that. Well, if they ever got hit with a hunting bullet, maybe, but generally that isn't the case. And I think that's a real myth that's being, you know, perpetrated.
So the rounds that were used in that AR-15 in El Paso were not hunting rounds. They were, you know, I guess more significantly jacketed. I don't know how to word it. Okay, so he's mistaken about the damage done. Well, I think the bullets still cause quite a bit of damage, though not the expanding of the round that you're describing.
Well, do you realize the 308 isn't sold at Walmart, or it shouldn't be? Because there's many military rifles that are chambered for that round.
So if you go to Walmart, you can buy other calibers, but not 308?
I think.
That's funny.
If indeed they're doing that.
I have a hunting rifle that uses 308.
Yeah, I know.
It's crazily accurate.
Yeah, and it's also about twice as powerful as the one that comes out of an AR-15.
Yeah, that's a big round.
You're carrying, I think, about 2,500 foot-pounds. The AR-15 has 12. 44 Magnum is more powerful than that.
Okay.
So this is, a myth that I just would like to dispel.
All right, you got 30 seconds left. What else is on your mind today?
Well, this deal about Kavanaugh and everything, I know many men who were real cads in their youth and turned out to be pillars of the community and fine, fine people that went on to marry, have children that were good people and all that.
I assume you're talking about me.
I think you're still a cad, to be honest.
Thank you. Thank you, Joe.
Okay.
All right. Thank you so much, Lance. Appreciate the call. Fred, next caller. Thank you so much for calling in. You are on the mark.
I got a question for Mark. On this article about Kavanaugh, is that from like a magazine or a newspaper article, or where's this all coming from?
It's a book.
Came from a book written by two New York Times staffers.
Okay. Now, you would trust a book by the New York Times? You don't think that's a... this guy's connected with the Clintons. How could anybody possibly believe him?
Well, I think what you have to do is read the book, find out what's said, who said it, read about all the, in this particular case, any corroborating evidence, and read what the book says about the victim, and then you decide. I wouldn't say that I believe him or not believe him. We're just arguing about should it be reported. I mean, nobody's getting convicted of anything. Statute of limitations is long gone. But, you know, should it be reported? I argue that it should be reported, and they're welcome to put it in the book. Joe says no, without, you know, sort of clear and evident proof of one sort or another, particularly in Joe's case, the victim would be a helpful individual to talk about this. He does not feel that you should publicize this.
Right. But it's like Joe said, how could you, if anything with the Clintons is questionable, but wouldn't you say?
Joe, he's directing that to you.
Yes, I think it is in this case.
About when Clinton was flying on this Epstein's plane, they said he went 27 times to this island. Now you're going to believe nothing went on there?
I'm not going to stand up for Bill Clinton. And
I mean, what were they doing, holding hands for 27 trips?
And the late Mr. Epstein.
Yeah, the only thing missing is the airplane.
What I mean?
The airplane didn't have a name like Monkey Business. That was the name of that boat that Gary Hart got involved with.
Well, I'm not condemning what these guys were all doing completely, but, you know, they shouldn't lie about it, all the time.
Right. Well, that's what Kavanaugh's been doing, so it's not helping matters.
Well, the real point that brought this up was the fact that one of our emailers said that it was the Republicans of the party or conservatives are nothing but perverts and what was the word he used? It was some perverts or disgusting perverts or something like that. My point was that the perversion has no political party in particular. They're Republican perverts and Democratic perverts.
Right. And this Prince Andrew guy, too, he's denying everything with these women, and it's like the girl said, he knows what he did.
Mm-hmm.
I must have missed that. What did he do?
He's on the flight manifest, too, and was an acquaintance.
Oh, was he?
Mr. Epstein.
Well, I would certainly be...
That's all I got, you guys.
Thank you
thanks
very
a lot
much.
For calling.
Thanks for calling.
I'd be a little concerned if my name were on that airplane list 26 times, as Clinton's is, and, you know, I would be a little concerned about that.
Well, he's apparently using free transportation, and
look at what else was being transported.
Look at the destination.
Well, and what was that? What else was being transported, and who was being transported?
Doesn't look good. Well, and of course, all of that would be investigated now, correct?
Well, in theory,
the statute of limitations shouldn't really be up on that.
I still think the guy's dead. So the question becomes: how do you prove anything against him when he's dead? He can't defend himself. Bringing criminal charges. These are all going to have to be civil suits if they're anything, I think.
Well, but if you get a victim to testify and President Clinton was involved in it, then that would be...
Well, they would have to come after him, too, if he was the guilty
party. How long ago was that? That was a while back. All right, well, to be continued. We'll continue this conversation. We have more to talk about. You're listening to WDKOK Sunbury. On the Mark continues.
News Radio 1070 WKOK presents On the Mark. It's a chance to voice your opinion on the events that affect life in the Susquehanna Valley. Call 1-800-795-9565 or email onthemark@wkok.com. Now, here are your hosts for On the Mark, Mark Lawrence and Joe McGranahan.
Greetings and welcome on board the WKOK Live Telephone Talk Show, On the Mark. I'm Mark Lawrence. Mr. Joe is here. Mr. Rob is there. Mr. Matt is somewhere. It is the 18th day of September, 2019. I'm enjoying midweek, hump day, on a day a week after. I enjoyed a vacation and had some fabulous co-hosts here in the interim. And we thank them. And very glad to be back. On the Mark is sponsored by the Sunbury Motor Company. You can check them out at sunburymotors.com. Our toll-free line is open. Call us 1-800-795-9565. That's 1-800-795-9565. You can email us at onthemark@wkok.com and text us at 70236. We would invite you to call us. So far today, we've talked about the New York Times and their excellent coverage of the story of Brett Kavanaugh's collegiate days, which were besmirched by many an inappropriate activity. And an emailer that sent us a note that called attention to some Republican perverts, including President Trump, Brett Kavanaugh, and one other individual who I can't find in the email in a fast hurry. But so we invite response and retort and the other side of the story. Call us now, 1-800-795-9565. You can email us at onthemark@wkok.com. We do have some news, brief news headlines. Newly elected state representative David Rowe dropped the state representative-elect title yesterday and became the state representative for portions of Snyder and Union counties in the 85th District.
It's an honor to join the rest of the members of the House. I know that it's a huge responsibility and a huge honor that the voters of the 85th District have bestowed on me, and I'm looking forward to serving them well. I've owned a small business locally for many years, and so I think bringing that fiscally conservative mentality to the state government is something that is badly needed.
Of course, he won the August 20th special election necessitated by the resignation of the former state representative Fred Keller, who's been elected to the U.S. Congress in the 12th District. Rowe says his priorities include fighting for policies that will encourage economic growth, supporting the farming community, and providing family-sustaining jobs for the 85th District. Danville is going to save $200,000 in local taxpayer funds now that state officials have permitted a reallocation of some funds for Danville's
levy-raising project. In a news release, the Commonwealth Financing Agency said to have approved the borough's request. The money was set aside for removing of shoal islands. Those are small islands that pop up of sediment and gravel in Mahoning Creek. $200,000 was set aside for that. It will now be able to be used in the levy project, which is about $1 million over budget. Kurt Mosser, the state House member, and John Gordner made the announcement that that reallocation of those funds would be permitted. A state lawmaker is facing child pornography possession charges after authorities say a social media website told them the user had uploaded an image using their service. The state attorney general's office said state Senator Mike Fulmer of Lebanon County was arrested and charged Tuesday night. Investigators allegedly found images of child pornography on his cell phone after they executed a search warrant at his home. The 63-year-old Republican was elected to a fourth term in November. Long considered one of the chamber's most conservative members, Fulmer was crucial to helping swing Republican votes behind the bill that would legalize medical marijuana back in 2016. And the city of Burlington, Vermont, is removing a handmade crosswalk in a South End neighborhood. Residents of the Five Sisters neighborhood say they've requested for years that the city add a crosswalk at a certain intersection to keep kids safe. Sunday, residents took matters into their own hands, and they used a stencil and paint to create their own crosswalk between Locust Terrace and Callahan Park. Tuesday, the Department of Public Works there was removing it. A Public Works spokesman said in an email that pedestrian safety is the department's highest priority. He said the crosswalk hadn't undergone the proper planning or design work to ensure safe sight lines and lighting and Americans with Disabilities Act compliancy. He says in the spring, after more kids are put in danger, the department will install significant upgrades to pedestrian safety one or two blocks north of that intersection. But in the meantime, the people, the neighbors in the Five Sisters neighborhood, funny name for a neighborhood, their crosswalk has got to go. So, of course, anything big, smart, and makes sense around here happens because of a group of women or neighbors or sisters. Anything bad that happens is probably Republican.
How about white men?
I think it's just men. It's humans. Right. Women have caused a few problems around here, too.
Yeah, well, okay.
Name one problem that a woman has caused.
Well, let's see. Helen of Troy started a war.
Okay, well, we'll leave it at that. And nothing since then, as near as we can tell. All right, we got a person waiting. 1-800-795-9565. Another one coming in. We're done with this, right? Yes.
Right.
Okay, 1-800-795-9565 is our telephone number. Jim, you are on the mark. Thanks for calling in.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Morning.
Last night I was watching the Philadelphia News, and did you see a teenage girl got a hold of an AK-47, a 12-gauge shotgun, 6 or 8 clips, and a bunch of ammunition, and she wanted to kill 450 of her classmates down in Oklahoma?
Oh, was that a woman that was doing it? I saw the story in just a couple headlines of it. I didn't realize a female was the subject of the investigation.
And Mark, I was coming from Geisinger, and I went in Bill's gun shop in Danville. He was a Class 3 dealer. He had some machine guns laying on his counter, and he told me if I wanted to apply for one, I'd have to get a passport photo, a $200 federal license, go through the BATF, and the average machine gun would run me $6,000. A Thompson that was used like at the Valentine's Day massacre was about $40,000. And the German MG-34 and the MG-42 are around $100,000.
Wow.
Belt-fed machine guns. So I never got one, but...
Couldn't you settle for a newsie?
And they were $6,000.
Well, that's at the low end of the scale.
Yeah, that's practically a bargain. All right. Thank you. And you can still buy them. Yeah, there's. You just can't make new ones and buy brand new ones, but you can buy old ones to your heart's content.
Well, all right. To yes, your sir. Pocket, to your pocketbook's content.
And Bill's Gun Shop, that's not there anymore, correct?
No. Okay. It was on the main street across, I think, from that there steak place from Sealands Grove.
BJ's, okay. All right. Thank you so much, Jim. Thanks for calling in.
You're welcome, sir.
All right. 1-800-795-9565 is our telephone number. Anything to add to the Uzi conversation?
No, I'm just a little concerned that a girl could get a hold of all that she'd want it.
Well, she had a semi-automatic AR.
So...
Still. I don't know where she got. I didn't. We didn't follow the story.
You said women weren't causing problems. There's a woman that caused a problem.
1-800-795-9565. So far, the vast majority of trouble is created by men, but there have been a few women, just a few, that created issues.
Speaking of male trouble causers, Dale's on the line. Dale, you're on the mark.
Come on, Dale. Thanks for calling
in. Yeah, I just want to say, you know, comes now to hit home where our state government just called the pornography.
Dale, we can't make out what you're saying. If you're on a cell phone, could you move? That's better.
Can you hear me now?
Now we can. Go ahead.
Yeah, it's just now it hits home where our state, I guess it's a state senator, gets caught with child pornography. Is that correct?
Yep.
Not our state senator.
Okay, well, all I have to ask is our government going out its way to protect, you know, these child predators? I mean, because it seems like that, because we know the government controls the media and they're using, you know, Fox and other media outlets to control the narrative of this investigation of Epstein, and they will not speak about the co-conspirators. So I just ask, is 90%, 80% of our senators have a fetish with children.
I don't think
this should be released
anywhere near that number. I mean, you're taking one incident that's fairly isolated and trying to turn it into making every senator in the state a pervert.
Joe, be sensible here, Joe. It's the most heinous crime.
I'm not arguing about the severity of the crime, Dale. I'm arguing about the number of people involved in it.
Why wouldn't it be expedited to release these jokers? Why wouldn't it be?
Why wouldn't it be what?
Expedited.
Expedited to release the names, okay? Because you know why?
Whose name?
We released the name of the state senator. It's out there.
Fulmer.
Yeah,
Fulmer.
What about Epstein with all the big players, with most of the senators and most of our billionaires?
Well, everything will come out there. Individuals will be charged.
And I don't think he was charged with child pornography.
Because now it's... No, it won't. Because you know why? Because the Senate has the power, okay? And the power is keeping it quiet. So, I don't know. It's just amazing how you can let that happen. I mean, shouldn't it be public punishment since they work for public office?
Well, it will be public. It'll be very public punishment. He'll be tried. Probably he'll plead guilty since he already admitted he had it.
Through who? The government. So they're going to give you bits and pieces. But the next four news clips you hear from Edison, what's his name? Einstein, whatever his name is.
Epstein, Jeffrey Epstein.
Epstein. Well, the next four headlines are going to be about, you know, Keller shoelaces and all that. You're not going to hear nothing about his co-conspirator because, you know. Yeah.
Well, don't start the rumor that Einstein was involved in this. He's been dead for quite a while.
It seems like these... reptilians, because after you turn 60 years old, you become a reptilian. So I think these reptilians are all having a free-for-all on our children, and they're running the country. So, I mean, I think there needs to be accountability. If we don't hear nothing within 6 months, you can just put a period on, because it just seems like they're all have fetish, child fetish.
So if I get you correctly, everybody over the age of 60 is a reptilian child molester?
No, they're out of touch with normal people. They're out of touch because they've been living on the high life and the free.
Actually, I think 60 is the normal age for Americans these days.
For reptilians.
Yeah, well, I just think there should be accountability. I mean, there's no excuses and no buts about it. You play with a child, basically you get public punishment, and that's the way it should be. You're making a living off public money.
What is public punishment?
Your family.
They say going to jail would be public punishment.
Let the public handle.
Okay.
All right. We got you, Dale. We'll advocate it's for criminal. That as well.
I've got to take my reptilian self here and
slither off.
Clean my scales.
Joe's molting, literally, over there. All right. Well, we'll take more comers. 1-800-795-9565.
You're not quite reptilian yet, are you?
No. Well, I'm 60.
Oh, then you're reptilian as well.
I turned 60 this year.
Come to think of it, I do see some scales on your forehead.
Jeez. All right, let's take a quickie break. We'll be right back. We got open phones, 1-800-795-9565. Stand by, Al. We're going to try to stay on schedule today. We'll be right back.
Hey, come closer. Word has it Sunbury Motors is preparing for their biggest truck sale ever. Pick from Central PA's largest selection of new Ford trucks with savings up to $16,350 during Sunbury Motors' massive September truck and SUV sale. Over 45 2019 Ford Escapes starting at just $18,180. Four-wheel drive 2019 Ford EcoSports are slashed to as low as $17,320. SMC has up to $8,000 off 2019 Ford Edges and up to a whopping $13,000 off Ford Expeditions. All clearly marked with these huge discounts. Maybe you'd better pull over and write this down. The hot, all-new 2019 Ford Ranger has discounts up to $6,500. And Sunbury Motors has 2019 Ford F-150 Crew Cabs, slashed to just $32,909. That's a lot of slashing. SMC is where you want to be right now for the largest truck and SUV sale in Sunbury Motors' 104-year history. Hurry while supplies last, but don't tell anyone.
Welcome back to the KOK Live Telephone Talk Show on the Mark. We have three open lines, 1-800-795-9565. We talked about the New York Times article and what a fabulous job they're doing. And one of our emailers says the GOP is perverted, apparently overlooking all the Democrats currently in jail. But that's another topic. All right, 1-800-795-9565 is our telephone number. Al, you are on the mark.
Yeah, we don't have to worry about accountability. That's already taken care of. That's going to take its own time getting here, but it will be judgment day. The truth will come out, and it will be known. That's if you believe in God. So there's the accountable day, and you can't worry about what men are doing because...
Well, there'll be a judgment day whether you believe in God or not.
We're trying to render unto Caesar what is Caesar's here today.
Oh, there you go.
Well, that's right. And when Jesus did that, instead of one coin in the fish's mouth, there was two, so he even gave a little extra two. So, and then that was one. I have six things I want to go through real quick.
Oh, okay.
And number two was Epstein's Isle of Pedophile, and both of the Clintons had standing reservations.
The Hillary went there also?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, she's a participant. Yep. And then number three, I have down here.
You got to get your notes together before you call.
Yeah, because you're going to be running out of time.
Okay.
You probably lost it in that landfill you call a van.
Well, I didn't want to get full paint and then try and talk to you.
Gotcha.
Okay, and then there's our camps now for the end of the world people that, you know, believe it's going to end in 12 years. There's camps that are run by psychiatrists.
Okay.
And abortion, number four, is down 8% from the beginning in 73, which is good news. And number five, I believe if you wanted to have it, you should be able to buy a fully equipped and manned aircraft carrier to protect your island if you own one.
Well, you probably could. What would stop you from buying an aircraft carrier? If the government was selling one.
Well, I want it fully equipped and manned too, so you know you'll be ready for whatever comes your way.
Why can't you do that?
I don't know if you can.
I'm sure you could.
Well,
you could build one.
Machine guns. Well, if you buy an aircraft carrier, I'm sure there's a few of them on there.
Right.
Well, that would depend on how you outfitted. You could have an aircraft carrier that had no armament at all.
Fully equipped or whatever.
Yeah, I think you could. You might not be able to go in some territorial waters, you know, like some countries might. But once you're in international waters,
well, as long as you can, that would be as long as you can protect yourself.
But there are international laws against piracy, so if they see you with all that weaponry, they're certainly going to monitor you.
Well, first of all, this is like arguing about how many angels can dance on the head of a pin. No one can afford their own private aircraft carrier.
Well, that's not true either. But anyway,
I think some people could.
Yeah, absolutely, we're very close to having our first trillionaire.
People are richer than countries. Look at the Vatican. Anyways,
the Vatican
six,
is a country.
Number six, to lighten it up, can we have a clean joke day if we keep them under a minute?
No.
But if you have a compelling clean joke that must be told.
This is a program about issues. Unless the joke involves an issue that's subject to discussion.
The one involved Forrest Gump dying, but he didn't die yet, so I'll wait until then.
Fine. I don't think Forrest Gump will die.
I don't either.
He'll live on forever. Okay, what else?
That was six.
That was six.
Talk on your show. I have fun doing it.
Well, do you have a clean joke?
Oh, yeah.
Well, we'll allow one since you still have a moment.
All right. Forrest Gump died, and the day he died, there's a lot of people that died. And, like train wrecks, bus crashes, and the line was really long at St. Peter. So St. Peter saw him way back there and sent a couple angels back, and he said, tell Forrest Gump when you get back there that he doesn't have to wait in this line. He can go to a heavenly hotel. And here's his three questions for tomorrow to get in. How many days of the week start with T? How many seconds are there in a year? And what's God's first name? So Forrest went back to the hotel, and he's sitting there figuring. He got the first one. Got the second one, and he couldn't figure the third one. So Forrest just goes to sleep, doesn't worry about it. And next morning, they come bring him over, and on the way over, he hears the choir singing, and it came to him. So he got the St. Peter. The third one came to him. He got the St. Peter, and St. Peter said, well, how many days a week start with T? He said, two, today and tomorrow. And then the second one, he said, how many seconds are in a year? And he was figuring, and he says, I finally came up with it. It's simple. There's 12 seconds in a year. He says, well, how you come up with that? He says, January 2nd, February 2nd, March 2nd.
Oh, dear.
Then the last one, he says, it was a trick joke. God doesn't have a first name for us. He says, oh, yeah. He says, I heard it on the way over. It just came to me. He says, what is it? He says, well, they were singing that song. Andy walks with me, Andy talks with me, Andy tells me I am his own.
So there
you go.
So his first name is Andy. All right. Well, I had
thank
to do
you.
That. That was more than a minute anyway. So thank you so much, Al. Appreciate it.
Let us hope this is not a trend.
And he had a good joke, so that's good. All right. We have open phones now.
And it's an old one, too.
Is it? 1-800-795-9565 is our telephone number. What's been updated to include Forrest Gump? You can email us at onthemarketup@kok.com. What else you got in your stack of good stuff there?
Well, I think we need to talk a little bit about the Lewandowski hearing yesterday and the fact that the Democrats are even being ripped by MSNBC and CNN for their miserable performance.
What happened?
Well, it was terrible yesterday. Mm-hmm. I mean, they started out outright hostile to him, but and I think he started out with a very tough statement where he pointed out the fact that the Democrats are just wasting time. They're dragging this stuff out. Lewandowski didn't answer any questions that weren't already in the Mueller report, and the Democrats tried. But as MSNBC and CNN both pointed out, the Democrats on the committee were more interested in getting their minute of fame than they were in actually pursuing an honest and diligent and patient questioning of Lewandowski. And, really, he tap-danced around them. He made them look like fools, I think.
Right, and said the White House told him not to say anything.
Well, presidential privilege is going to be something that's fought out in the courts. If the president has a right to it, then, let the courts decide whether
he
does.
And if he can extend it to other individuals, let the courts decide.
Well, the president's personal conversations or conversations with his advisors have always been held to be executive privilege. If he can't talk to his advisors—
Even if you're committing crimes while campaigning?
Well, I think a crime would be an exception to it. I think maybe there you could probably talk about
it. Well, there you go.
But let's say it's not a crime. Let's say it's something that comes close to the edge, perhaps, but doesn't cross over. who's going to make that determination? I would err on the side of executive privilege, to be honest with you, because the president has to be able to talk freely and openly to his advisors without fear of being, you know—
About doing illegal things?
Well, not necessarily doing illegal things. Is it possible the president could have a conversation with an advisor that wasn't about anything illegal?
Well, I would think 99% of their conversations probably are about something that's not illegal.
Right. And so would you think the president has a right to protect those conversations?
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Okay. Well, then that's what we're talking about here.
All right. 1-800-795-9565. We're going to read some of the coverage of the Lewandowski testimony and his lack of frank answers. And when we come back.
He was very frank.
Was he? Yeah. The White House told me not to answer that question. I'm being very frank with you. All right. We'd like your opinion. 1-800-795-9565. Does White House executive privilege extend to individuals who are lying on behalf of the president from back in the campaign? 1-800-795-9565.
Hi, everybody. Steve Jones, High School Roundtable, Donnie Collins, Joe Rutter today, 3 to 5 News Radio 1070 WKOK.
Welcome back to the KOK Live Telephone Talk Show, On the Mark. Are you okay, buddy?
I am.
You have that blank look
on
your face?
Well, being reptilian, it's hard for me to get my head
set on. Hard to get around. All right, 1-800-795. Quit molting over there.
Yeah, all right.
1-800-795-9565. On the Mark is brought to you by the Sunbury Motor Company, a family-owned dealership since 1915, 4th Street, Sunbury, and Routes 11 and 15, Hummelsworth. Find out tons more about them at sunburymotors.com. You got choices and opportunities when you go to the Sunbury Motor Company. You can buy a brand new Ford, if they don't have it on the lot, which they got hundreds of the various models there, a lot of different kinds of SUVs, or you can order one. Same story with the Hyundai, if the Hyundai Sonata or the rest of the vehicles aren't perfect for you. They have a wide range of vehicle types to choose from that can be ordered. The Kia dealership, in case the Telluride's not the perfect ride for you, which is a gorgeous looking SUV, station wagon kind of thing. Almost looks like an old fashioned station wagon, but it is a gorgeous vehicle and perfectly reviewed and by Consumer Reports. So you can get one that they have on the lot, or you can order up a new one. Same story with the Lincoln, whether it's the Continental or the MKZ or the Navigator. These vehicles are perfect, and they have a wide range of them on the lot. But if you say, well, I wanted one that was pink or whatever you want to say, they'll order one up for you and make sure that they have the perfect vehicle for you. And that's how they say that they're the perfect provider. There are vehicles from the Sunbury Motor Company, whether it's Ford, Hyundai, Kia, or Lincoln, or a wide range of pre-owned vehicles. They got perfect pre-owned vehicles as well that have gone through a multi-point inspection and are in fabulous condition. They wouldn't sell them if they weren't great cars. So you can check them out at the Sunbury Motors website, sunburymotors.com. Go to the dealership on Routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf, or stop by the main dealership, which is on 4th Street in Sunbury. They would just love to help you out.
Okay, we got another Joe Biden gaffe.
What?
Oh, another one. He's got his foot in his mouth so far it isn't even funny. Former Vice President Joe Biden made another gaffe yesterday, this time suggesting that his child tax credit plan will put 720 million women back into the workforce.
Wait, how many?
720 million women back into the workforce.
720 million.
Speaking at a workers' presidential summit in Philadelphia, the 2020 frontrunner mocked the idea of having a tax break for a racehorse and not one for children. He said, "You get a tax break for a racehorse, why in God's name couldn't we provide an $8,000 tax credit for everyone who has child care costs? It would put 720 million women back into the workforce. It would increase the GDP, and to sound like a wonk here, by about 0.8%, it would grow the economy. Here's the problem. There are only 330 million people living in this country.
More than half of whom are women.
But how are we going to put 720 million women back to work?
We're going to have to import some women.
Yeah,
we need more women.
I would think if he's going to run for president, he ought to have some idea about how many people are here.
700,000?
Huh?
Did he actually mean 700,000 women?
I assume he meant 720 million.
Well,
that's what he said.
Obviously, he misstated that.
Well, he said it twice.
He misstated it twice. Well, there's not 720 women in the world.
Yeah, there's 720
women. Well,
in
the whole world there is. Yeah,
700. You said there's 720 women in the world. Yes, there are 720 women in the world. There aren't 720 million women in the United States.
There's 720 women on my contact list on my phone. Could call them all up and say, hey, we need you.
Well, you better get them all here fast.
Well, most of them are probably at work anyway.
But it is an interesting idea, you know, that there be that, that he thinks there are that many people out there who could be back into the workforce. But it's typical of Biden. You know, he does a little trouble with getting his facts straight.
So he misspoke that. But other than that, is there anything?
How come it's a misspeak? If President Trump said there are 720 million women in America, you'd call that a lie. But Joe Biden says it. Oh, it's a misspeak.
Well, it has to do with doing it deliberately. President Trump is deliberate.
I'd say he did it quite deliberately. He made this speech to a group of union workers yesterday.
Well, nobody misspoke accidentally, just as the president occasionally misspeaks accidentally. But most of the time, he's deliberately exaggerating.
He's just lying, right?
Well, he does that sometimes, too. But most of the time, he deliberately exaggerates. Yeah, he just did that. President Trump just did that. I forget what what the situation was, but he was talking to a group of supporters and, you know, said, you know, there's 500 million new jobs created in the U.S., which is exaggerated. There may be 200 million or, you know, whatever the number is.
Well, I don't think they're that. Remember, there are only 330 million people here in the country.
Well, I'm exaggerating in the interest of making my point. But he said, you know, there's 7 million new jobs in the U.S., when in fact he should be quite proud of the fact that there's 5 million. But why exaggerate and come up, you know, that's what the president does. That's not the same.
We don't
as
know what he's counting.
Well, no, there aren't 7 million of any kind of new job in the U.S.
You sure about that?
Positive.
How do you know?
Because the president said it, so it must be untrue.
Okay.
And Joe Biden is obviously misspeaking. He probably means, I don't know what, it's hard to say. You know, it certainly wouldn't be inconceivable that a super valuable daycare plan could put 7 million women back into the workplace.
Well, I think the Democrats have a real problem here. Biden is the one centrist candidate who I think really has a shot at knocking off President Trump. But he brings a lot of baggage into the campaign, just as the president does. The fact that Biden gets all these facts wrong, in fact, he's a little creepy around women and
but
young
Joe
people.
Joe is still beloved. You know, you and I have talked about this.
I don't love him. I think he's a decent guy.
By Democrats, okay. Because he's so moderate. And, you know, he's like a grandfatherly figure to him.
But, you know, what's interesting here is I heard an interesting debate the other day about the potential Democratic candidates. And a couple people were saying, well, you know, the Democrats can't win by being safe. They've got to offer something bold, something different. And that's a pretty good argument for somebody like Elizabeth Warren, who is actually gaining in the polls and I think has now taken over the number two spot from Bernie by a fair percentage. So here you have a problem, because she's advocating some really off-the-wall type of stuff.
Yeah, but like, just because she becomes president doesn't mean she can do all of these things.
Well, she's with Bernie on Medicare for All, whereas Joe Biden wants to fix Obamacare. And here's what's interesting. I heard the MSNBC debate with Mika Brzezinski and Joe Scarborough, and they were saying that if the Democrats nominate her and she sticks to this Medicare for All, she will lose. Because most people don't want to give up their employer-based health care. They're happy with it. And so when she admits that she's going to take that away from people, and she's consistently dodged questions about how all this will be paid for.
Well, I think you have two things that speak in her favor. One, if that's their main issue, they know that she won't be able to do that if she's in office. She can't just go in and revamp the entire health care system in the U.S. without congressional approval. So she wouldn't get the votes for Medicare for All. And secondly, the fact is there's a contingency of people that are just anybody but Trump, and that they'll vote for anybody who's not President Trump.
There's no guarantee that Joe Biden would be able to fix Obamacare. It would depend on the makeup of the Senate and the House and how the thing played out.
Right.
No president
can
claim to be able to do anything.
Well, we know President Trump can't fix it, so we know that's not going to happen.
Well, he certainly hasn't released his much anticipated plan.
There's no plan. Come on.
Well, he says there is.
Oh, yeah. He's exaggerating, okay? You happy? He said there's 720 million plans out there, and he is the best one.
I'm waiting. I'm willing to give him the benefit of the doubt, but let's hear the plan. Trot it out. Let's see what it looks like. Let's debate it.
All right, what do you think, folks? Give us a buzz. Joe and I could talk about these bad candidates and the Joe Biden misstatement for hours and hours. It could extend right into lunch, but we'd love to have you interrupt us. Call us now, 1-800-795-9565 is the telephone number, 1-800-795-9565. We talked a little bit about hearing testimony yesterday, supposedly an impeachment testimony. I didn't see anything in the hearing that would indicate that the president has done anything wrong other than instruct Mr. the state U.S. Attorney General to
back off the investigation, supposedly.
Who did he say that to?
He said it. The president supposedly said it to Lewandowski deliver the message,
right,
but so Lewandowski didn't deliver the message. He went on vacation.
Every day's a holiday for him. All right, 1-800-795-9565. Give us a buzz. Maybe you have a topic you would like to discuss. Call us now, 1-800-795-9565. It certainly is possible that Joe and I haven't come across your type of topic. Oh, we talked about Joe Biden and his 720 million individuals, women in particular, that could go back to work under a plan. We talked about one of our emailers.
Which would truly be amazing, considering there are only 330 million people in the whole country.
Well, if we open up the borders, then there'll be more people here.
Well, there's a thought. Yes, let's do that at once.
1-800-795-9565.
Hey, come closer. Word has it Sunbury Motors is preparing for their biggest truck sale ever. Pick from Central PA's largest selection of new Ford trucks with savings up to $16,350 during Sunbury Motors' massive September truck and SUV sale. Over 45 2019 Ford Escapes starting at just $18,180. Four-wheel drive 2019 Ford EcoSports are slashed to as low as $17,320. SMC has up to $8,000 off 2019 Ford Edges and up to a whopping $13,000 off Ford Expeditions. All clearly marked with these huge discounts. Maybe you'd better pull over and write this down. The hot, all-new 2019 Ford Ranger has discounts up to $6,500, and Sunbury Motors has 2019 Ford F-150 Crew Cabs, slashed to just $32,909. That's a lot of slashing. SMC is where you want to be right now for the largest truck and SUV sale in Sunbury Motors' 104-year history. Hurry while supplies last, but don't tell anyone.
Welcome back to the KOK Live Telephone Talk Show on the Mark. 1-800-795-9565. We got two callers standing by. We'll start out with Paul. Good morning, sir. Thanks for calling from Northumberland. I'm not going to tell you what the subject of the on the call screen is, but we'll hear what you have to say.
Okay, you want to solve all world problems?
Oh, that's what it says. I thought that was Rob exaggerating.
No, we don't, because if we did that, we wouldn't have a program tomorrow.
Well, the only way you're going to eliminate the world problems is you have to eliminate all human form.
Oh, okay.
So we all die tonight, then there's no problems tomorrow. Wonderful idea, Paul.
But won't the animals have problems?
No,
they'll just eat each other.
The only ones that would still survive are cockroaches.
Oh, but wouldn't gorillas survive? They're pretty smart.
No.
Okay.
Tony and glue and tape.
And somebody would say the cockroaches were all conservative Republicans. Right?
All right. What else? What else do you got to say, Paul?
Well, you guys, you keep describing the same things over again about guns and politics, and it ends up that nothing is really solved. And the only thing that you do is, if you want to eliminate a discussion, then what you do is you don't voice your opinions, because then your opinions only stay to you.
To yourself, right. You keep your opinions to yourself. That's old sound advice. They used to say that. You keep your opinion to yourself. All right.
Well, if we solved all the world's problems, there'd be no need for a program tomorrow.
Well, we'd have to change the program. Instead of an issues program, it'd have to be
a problem.
Right. Should we get rid of On the Mark? All right, 1-800-795-9565. Bob, thanks for calling in from Northumberland, PA. You are on the mark.
Good morning. The other day, the New York Times said that planes mechanically flew into the buildings on 9/11. After that, I really don't think I'm listening to any much credibility they come up with, because I think that's about as stupid can be. The other issue is we got price gouging on gasoline already. I noticed it yesterday on Duke Street in Northumberland and the strip in Sealands Grove. Gas was 23 to 26 cents a gallon more in Northumberland. That's as ridiculous this early in the disaster we had over there, I think. I wish these people would get back to reality. Thank you.
Yeah, it's right. Hard to understand how the price of gasoline the gas stations already have can go up.
Right. Well, I think they're anticipating that the prices will be going up, and so it's price gouging. That's what it is.
Well, it comes close to that.
Well, it is. You're right. The gasoline that's in the pipeline now has been in the pipeline for months, and that price didn't go up. But they know that in the future, the price will go up. So, yeah, that's the way gas prices
work. I realize
work.
They have to pay to replace it, so maybe they raise the prices just so they have enough money to buy it at its new or higher cost.
Right, and the president can't stop it just by saying we have lots of gas, so the prices went up. All right, we got a call coming in, but we have Rick on the line from Watsontown. Good morning, sir. You're on the mark.
Oh, I'm doing fine. I just want to mention what President Trump's really dealing with here, why the commiecrats can't get him, is that I watched that hearing, too, and that lady out there, lady congresswoman, was pointing her finger at him and ranting and raving. And then at the end of her rant, he was sitting there, and Nadler says, well, I answered a question. And he said, she never asked no question. So right. that's what Trump's dealing with right there, these brilliant people up on their throne.
Now, what did he say? He said there was no question there. She was just ranting or raving or something like that.
Yeah, that's what he said. It was just a rant. I watched it. She was pointing her finger at him and just letting him have it. But then at the end of her rant, Nadler said, well, answer the question. And he said, she never asked no question. So that's what Trump's dealing with. But these people are just purely brilliant. I mean, there's just no doubt about it. Just like the Times making up a story to get somebody in office. Brilliant. It's the New York Times is no better than any supermarket tabloid now. It's the same thing. You can't go back once you've been found out. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, sure. I know what you're saying. They've dug their own hole, and now they're wallowing around in it.
Oh, responsible journalism. There's no hole.
Around in it. Good luck with all the candidates. I don't think there's one candidate if you put all 20 of them together. I don't think you could get one good candidate out of all 20 of them.
Well, Andrew
but they
Yang.
They can promise the whole world the commiecrats. I think they're a better name than Democrat. I think they're commiecrats myself.
Oh, there's a new
they
name for the party.
They give away other people's money. That's all. I'm paying off all the school debt. Hey. I mean, even the students would have to know that's not going to happen. I mean, in true reality, it's just something to say that, look at this. I'm so nice, I'm giving away everybody's money for you.
The commiecrats. That may catch on. That may catch on. Mark doesn't like it.
You guys have a nice day.
All right, thank you.
Hey, thanks,
it's
Rick.
The commiecrats versus the perverts.
The republiverts.
Right.
The republiverts and the commiecrats.
Actually, Democratic presidential candidate Andrew Yang says he is an underdog who will emerge as the game changer in the Democratic primary. He says he's fully embracing the underdog plot of his campaign. He demonstrated that Tuesday by jogging onto the Philadelphia Art Museum steps made famous by Sylvester Stallone in Rocky. He was there for a campaign rally. Instead of a gray sweatsuit, Yang sported a blue jacket and a ball cap, declaring that he's seeking the presidency to solve the nation's problems. The biggest problem, Yang said, is how the heck did Donald Trump become our president months after launching his campaign?
Obviously, it shows he doesn't understand the electoral process in this country.
Well, what went wrong in the process? He understands the process, but what went wrong is a real question.
Well, no, he's asking how the heck did he become president? He
right.
became president
what
because he got elected.
Wrong? You know he means what went wrong. Yang remains near the bottom of most national polls, but his campaign already has fared better than some other more traditional candidates. Yang was one of 10 candidates to appear on stage at the last presidential debate, and his campaign has outlasted a sitting U.S. senator and a sitting governor, both of whom are out of the race.
You know, I'm surprised the race hasn't narrowed down just a little bit. 10 is still, well, there are more than 10 in the actual race. They're announced that they didn't qualify to be on the stage, but there are at least 10 fairly viable candidates mm-hmm. on the Democratic Party, but I'm surprised they haven't winnowed down. I heard the amount of money that they had raised. I mean, millions and millions of dollars between those candidates, which begs the question, you know, where's all this money coming from?
Well, and most of them say that they're not taking PAC money or money from corporations. It's all from individuals. So you got a lot
of... Well, yeah, I'm sure a lot of it's from unions.
Well, perhaps.
Just as the Republicans get money from their base and core supporters, I'm sure the Democrats do as well. And I don't know that there's anything wrong with that. You know, I don't find any problem with the unions.
Well, you got to get your message out. You got to pay for it somehow.
Well, I don't. The unions have every right to support people whose political views align with their own. I don't have any problem with that. I don't have any problem with business people supporting the Republicans if their, you know, their views align
within reason.
Well, what's reason? You know, should we make all presidential candidates refuse money from any group? Any organized group at all?
Yes.
We should.
Go clean.
Well, so how would they finance the campaigns?
Self-funded.
So have a bake sale?
You have to have a billionaire.
Well, that's what we have, and people don't like that. We have
bake sales are already taken. The schools do those.
I love the fact that the Democrats are trying to get the president on the emoluments, making himself richer. He turned down his salary. He donates his salary to charitable causes.
Which is what, $400,000 or something?
Well, it's nothing to sneeze at. You and I never made that much money per year when we worked. Well, you're still working. I assume you haven't hit $400,000 a year yet.
Ooh, getting close.
I had $385,000 I maxed out.
Remember, I preach on the weekend.
I forgot about that.
Yeah.
You make a lot of money doing that.
A couple of
200. And you get all the macaroni and cheese and potato salad you can eat.
I do. I've been to some wonderful church luncheons, I'll tell you that.
I bet you have. What is it you always say, the Lutherans have to have served meatloaf? Isn't that what you tell me?
Yeah, that's part of it.
But seriously, I think that there's too much money really involved in these campaigns. And when you look at, you know, 10 people and all the money they're sucking up. The president is driving everybody crazy in California because he went out there for a fundraiser and apparently raised $15 million in a day.
Yeah, right under the noses of the Hollywood elite, right? That story popped
up. Right, who are virtually apoplectic over the fact that he was out there raising money in California. I think they'd like to believe that nobody in California would give the president a dime.
Did he have a public rally? I wouldn't say that I saw any.
No,
of that
I think he was at a fundraiser there.
Okay,
but he did in New Mexico, which is a state that went fairly heavily for Hillary Clinton the last time, and he thinks he's got a chance to change that state around.
Oh my gosh!
So I mean, he's out there campaigning. We're in campaign mode now, whether we like it or not.
Well, and he's been campaigning for 2 years. So what
I don't get though
to.
is why the Democrats who are polling at 1 or 2% are hanging in the race. I mean, they're trying to raise money. They're spending money. To what end? I think it boils down right now
to
basically
they have a chance to win.
Three contenders. I mean, to me, it's either Biden, Bernie Sanders, or Elizabeth Warren.
Beto O'Rourke could be a come-from-behind surprise. How Iowa's
going to... Beto O'Rourke strikes
me
as a fool. I mean, he waves his arms around. He's trying to look like one of the Kennedys,
he's
failing miserably.
Too.
The F-word guy? Oh, yeah.
He swears a lot.
Yeah, he does swear a lot.
And Pete Buttigieg is also emerging as
He comes across as a fairly
Andrew
reasonable
Yang
guy.
Andrew Yang did a super job in Philadelphia.
They're polling at 2 and 3%.
Well, that doesn't matter. The election's a year away, so we have a lot of time between now and then for the true winner to emerge.
But when is the first debate? It's in January, isn't it? February?
Between nominees?
No, yeah, not
or
the debate.
When's the next
first
debate?
Primary.
Well, yeah.
Or caucuses in Iowa. Isn't the Iowa caucus
early in
the
January,
first thing?
I think.
Okay, so you've got, what, 3 months here to make a difference?
Mm-hmm. Well, that's enough time. And don't count out Joe Sestak. He's how I get
oh,
you
come,
not.
Come
we
on.
Get his Iowa updates. Let's see if I can find one. He calls it Morning Joe, which last time I checked, that name was taken.
Yes, it was.
But you can't find one when you want one on my phone here. But yeah, he just sent us an update. Yeah, he's going from place to place in Iowa. Says his campaign is catching on.
Oh, yeah? With what? Fleas?
Coffee shops? Some place?
No, I'm sorry. He's the Democratic Harold Stassen, as far as I'm concerned. Now, there's a name a lot of folks won't remember.
How about Pat Paulson? People remember that.
Well, that's true.
This is WKOK Sunbury, 10 o'clock. Time for the Dan Patrick Show.